Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All over the country, they have powerful X-ray systems that they make your vehicles drive through. And again, there's a reason doctors wear metal-armored lead vest, hide behind a lead wall, because they're around that radiation every day, and it can build up and increase cancer risk with a powerful X-ray like a chest X-ray. But these new X-rays look right through inches of steel and aluminum and give images of people, drugs, guns, you name it. And now the government wants to build hardened checkpoints into all the highways. They'll pay for it with toll roads. We'll all drive through these. It already happens if you're going into Mexico or into Canada, though they don't do it when you're coming out of Mexico to most people, and they waive the illegals from Mexico having to thumb scan, but citizens have to. And also, another more powerful type of radiation, they are now irradiating nationwide much of the school lunch program, poultry and beef, that and pork. That way they get to build up the industry, radiate and sell you rotten food, killing the bacteria. You still get the toxin that were in the bacteria as their byproduct, waste product, which is many times worse than the bacteria themselves, so they can feed rotten food to your children. And now a lot of the food in the grocery stores has been irradiated. So it's all part of the love. Linda in Florida, you were talking about your husband's truck with produce being X-rayed as he drives through the checkpoints. Go ahead.
Well, I told him I refuse. I won't drive through it because I went on the machine, the people who build the machine site, and it's a real simple factor. It said, well, is it harmful to you? And this is from the manufacturer, and it says it is unlikely.
Oh, no, it's just, I've read the reports. It's just many, many times stronger than an X-ray, a chest X-ray, right. And you're supposed to wear a lead outfit with that, but this is more powerful. It's good for you.
Well, I'm not real good with radiation. It says it puts out 5 UREM.
You're not with Al-Qaeda, are you?
Huh?
They say that questioning the government is Al-Qaeda-ish.
Well, I suppose I must be then. No, I'm an American.
You probably think, even though the Army admits that the radiation's killing our troops in Iraq, you're probably against that, aren't you? How dare you care about the troops? That's more Al-Qaeda. Give your rights up, okay?
I'm going to tell you one thing.
Hey, wait a minute. You ask the government questions? You go to websites and read about the machines you drive through? You're not supposed to care about X-ray machines you drive through that look through steel.
Oh.
No. You're supposed to, ma'am, you're supposed to only care about football.
Well, I guess I'm just messed up then.
Oh, we're talking to a dangerous lady. Please continue.
I'm very dangerous. But I just thought, you know, I just want to tell the truck drivers, refuse. I refuse. They can refuse.
Also, an article they're going to make the truck drivers to make sure you're not sleeping. You're going to have to thumb scan at the truck stops. Have you heard about them putting that in?
Oh, no. That's a new one.
Yeah, they're moving ahead with that, to, you know, because instead of a logbook, because you could falsify that, you're going to have to thumb scan at certain truck stops to make sure.
Oh, okay.
That sounds like freedom, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, real freedom. We can haul a load of lettuce from California to almost Jacksonville, and then they worry about supposedly terrorism. So.
Well, it's for your safety, please.
Okay, we'll take care of it.
Yeah, super high-powered X-rays are good.
That's good.
You don't need to wear a lead outfit anymore. It's actually good for you. And in a couple of years, as citizens, as we all drive under these or are pulled off the side at the hardened checkpoints to go through them, and you're a pregnant woman and you complain, they'll just beat the living daylights out of you, like they do 95-year-old women and, 97-year-old women.
Wow.
And you can thank them.
Well, I just want to let everybody know that their food will be irradiated whether they like it or not, Alex.
Well, again, more Al-Qaeda talk. Thank you. You know what? Questioning government is evil. You must worship government. You must learn to clear your mind. Have no questions. Drink your aspartame. Drink your fluoride. Eat your rotten beef.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
To paraphrase Samuel Adams, the level of tyranny that you will live under is the exact level you will accept. So when USA Today comes out with a glowing article, one paragraph out of about 25 that is against it, they go, oh, it's so good when you order a pizza, it gets uploaded to the government. And when you, you know, when you're out at the grocery store doing something, it's all going to the government. It's good. Oh, it's so wonderful. No discussion of the Fourth Amendment. You see, they're just throwing it in your face. They just come out and say, we're going to eradicate all the school children's meat now. It medically breaks up all the enzymes, kills the food, kills the bacteria, but there's still the dead bacteria are there eating the toxins. So it allows them to do that. You know, it's, we're going to irradiate, you know, the food. Oh, we're going to, with a high-power X-ray, make you drive under it all the time. Oh, we're going to make you thumb scan to get school lunches. Oh, we're going to make you thumb scan to own livestock. We're going to make you thumb scan to go to the grocery store. We're going to have face-scanning cameras watching you where, you know, wherever you are, reporting your activities. Oh, we're going to draft you and make you serve as a slave. Oh, we're going to put video cameras in school bathrooms from Canada to Tennessee to London, England. Parents complain, well, you're for the children's safety. Bad things could happen in the dressing room and in the showers. You don't think we're bad, do you? I mean, sure, in 1984 they did this, but actually Big Brother's good now, we're hearing. That's why I just want to tear my hair out. Because this is all so blaring, so out in the open, so ridiculous. Folks, when your police are wearing black ski masks, you're in tyranny. when they're covering their identities, when the fastest growing industry is prisons, you're in deep trouble. We're all in deep trouble. And then now in 2 years, they've gone from, there's no such thing as a plan to put chips in you, don't listen to the Army War College reports, to, every child needs a chip. All the police need chips. The homeless need chips. Chips, chips, chips. Oh, it's Hollywood's getting chips. Prince Harry's getting a chip. Prince Charles has got one. Oh, it's a fashion symbol. Oh, the entire Italian government wants to make their government bureaucrats take it for their safety. Oh, the troops have to take it. Oh, microchips under your skin tracking you. It's such freedom. And don't listen to the weirdos that are against it. We're here. We're in total insanity. And I just think about this. I mean, people think the government loves them. It's run by a bunch of control freak psychopaths that actually enjoy dumbing us down, drugging us, toxifying us, everything else. I mean, the CDC just came out, their own documents, admittedly, millions of children have been brain damaged by the thimerosal and vaccines, and suddenly they increase the level in the MMR shot, they increase the level in the flu shot, that's the shots they're promoting. And the CDC comes out and says, well, it doesn't matter if it's hundreds of times the safe level. Mercury isn't bad for you. When their own documents are going, man, this is brain damaging millions. We got to cover this up. You know, it's like the depleted uranium or the irradiating of the food. Any of this. You know, Bill Clinton for 8 years shipping out tainted blood from Arkansas, knowing it had HIV and hepatitis in it, certifying it as good blood. It's not just that they're making money off all this. They love it. They take depleted uranium, which is totally radioactive and deadly, and they go, we're going to put it in munitions and let our troops breathe it. Oh, this is so wonderful. And you don't support the troops if you talk about it. Shut up. Shut up. You're a liberal if you talk about Bush is going to sign the assault weapons ban this September. Shut up. If you're not for gun control, you're a liberal. You know, I mean, it's just wall-to-wall insanity. I mean, this isn't freedom. And to the police and military and government people, you know, wake up. You know, we should be able to order a pizza without it being instantly activated to the police department. Everybody, everything you order being tracked and looked at. Guilty until proven innocent. Well, there shouldn't be face-scanning cameras up in my neighborhood and now thousands of microphones in Austin, Texas, Associated Press. And microphones in Chicago, and microphones in New York, and microphones in little towns. There's this town in Florida with 321 people putting up over a dozen face-scanning cameras that also scan your license plate. I mean, it's like a Stephen King nightmare. Oh. Let's go to calls. I got a ton of news here, too. Oh, my goodness. Let's go ahead and talk to Alan in Texas. Alan, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. It's good to hear you covering some of the same old territory. It inspires me again. And you mentioned your display of disapproval of the cameras at Walmart and that you don't go there anymore. And there are thousands of us, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of us, who also boycott Walmart for those reasons and others, who also boycott HEB. You're not the only one. I just wanted you to let you not you.
Yeah, but here's
lonely.
The problem. Here's the problem. In 1997, when I really got hot on this issue of biometrics and what I call the cashless society control grid, how long have you been listening, Alan?
3 years.
Okay.
Three years, something in that range.
Okay. And I'm not bragging. It's because I read their own government reports and plans. That's what's so terrifying. It's all admitted. Nothing I talk about is speculation. Rarely. I'll tell you if it's speculation. 98% is just admitted fact.
Well, you know the employees.
Well, I mean, let me finish. Here's the problem. I said that if we didn't boycott now, didn't stop it now, before it went in, it would soon be in everywhere. Then the suppliers would be mandated to do it with RFID, and then there'd be no escape. And we are only a year away from everything doing it, and then you literally can't get food, and now they want to make the farmers markets and all of that be under this, and literally mark of the beast. Go ahead.
Right. It may or may not be hopeless, but if there is a chance, it's not going to be by we hundreds of thousands who silently boycott these places if we don't make a voice. Now, the time I did raise Kane in an HEB about the scanning machines, and I let the first I started with the cashier. I said, "What do you think about those scanning machines over there?" And she said, "If you'd like to make a complaint, sir, please file out the form on the da 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 da." And then she looked at me and under her breath said, "Get the manager over here. Complain about it." The people that work there feel threatened. They don't.
Well,
like
they
them.
5 years ago they started putting it in for their employees in the back. Now, then, as I said, because I was going off their own documents, people go all the time. I get emails, Alan, going, "You must be a government agent. How do you know all this? How do you predict it?" But because I read about 4 years ago where the industry had a meeting in Chicago, the telemetrics industry, and they said, "Look, first we'll put in self-checkout with a scan. Then we'll add thumb scanners to it. Then we'll phase out all the checkout lanes, and all we'll need is a security guard and a manager." And then and that's why the corporations want it, is to downsize, but then everybody does it. You don't get better prices. You just get lower service. See how that works?
Yeah.
And it kills entry-level jobs. That's real economics, not the system. But the government wants it for the new national, international sales tax. Go ahead. So she says, "Get the manager over here."
Yeah, she said, "Get the manager." She said, "Complain about it. Complain about it." So the employees didn't like this stuff. I got the manager over there, and I raised Kane, and I did it loudly. I let everybody in all the lines know that this was dehumanizing, that this was taking jobs from regular people, that food exchange has been a human interaction for millions of years.
Great
and
point.
To take that from us, that primal, it's in our DNA. It's a human exchange, and to take that from us is one of the most humiliating and dehumanizing. And I looked back, and a lot of people stand there in the line, they're shaking their head with me. They're, yeah, that's right. So I want to encourage our listeners out there.
Well, listen, that's what happened. That's what happened at Randall's. But a year ago, they leave me alone. Now they'll start, like a Marine Corps drill sergeant, berating me. "Well, you need to take the car. Well, you don't you want to say, what's wrong with you? Oh, a conspiracy." And I'm like, "Look, I'm going to pay $50 more because of this. I should be able to get low prices and not be scammed and have my psychological database uploaded to Homeland Security."
Yeah, they were the first I boycotted, too, but I just think for everyone.
Okay, then where are you shopping in Austin? Where am I supposed to get food, cell phones that aren't tracked? Where can I live as a free human being?
You're right. You do pay more money when you go downtown for a lot of that stuff and hit one of the food co-ops. And I mean, Alex, I'm raising chickens. I'm eating the chickens. I'm eating their eggs. I'm eating
By the way, to own more than two of any animal, any livestock, you're going to have an ID number for yourself and an ID number and a special federal license.
Well, that's why we have guns, to protect ourselves from those kinds of intrusions.
More Al-Qaeda talk.
Yeah, right. What are the guns for?
Well, we should be yelling and screaming. To see that when you order a pizza, it's uploaded to these people. I mean,
yeah,
it
concerned me that they're exchanging information between the state agencies on these cards and IDs and licenses, that this is passing back and forth between Walmart and state. They're sharing information.
All the big companies have been caught selling data, selling information. I mean, it's across the board.
Right. Well,
it's called the Matrix system. It's private and public, governmental and private databases all integrated.
Yeah, we need to be sure we don't get too complacent and just sitting here on our duffs, though. And for every mindless yuppie and foreigner that's standing there in the line happily punching his number into these machines, we need to have 10 of us that are sending out the cards, writing the letters, and one letter is worth 100 emails.
But see, once they force the food co-ops to switch over, then they've got us.
Yeah. Yeah, well, like I said, it may or may not be hopeless, but it's only going to be through our inaction that we lose all hope.
Well, I mean, you know, you try to fly now, and you got a parking ticket, and they arrest you as the part of the terrorism system. Now that's going to be to get on buses, to start your car. Toyota's coming out with smart cars.
Well, you know, we're a creative and an ingenious set of American society, and we've always had a way of creating and inventing techniques and ways to do just about anything. And by God, if there's a little bit of JB Weld on my card as it goes into one of those machines, and half the card comes off and gets stuck in there, and that starts happening 500 times a day all over the country, they might want to change their mind about that machine.
Ah. All right. Thank you for the call.
Very Al-Qaeda-ish. Very Al-Qaeda-ish. He's not going to be the slave. He's bad. He's against America because he doesn't want to kill America. He's bad.
skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizen's Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain 2 handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and 2 silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than 1 of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
All across America, people are using the sun and wind to create enough energy to power their homes. For over 18 years, these people have trusted Sunelco to help them on the road to energy independence. Sunelco has systems to meet every need and budget. Complete home systems using solar, wind, hydroelectric, or hydrogen fuel cells. With the rise in the cost of electricity, it makes sense to add renewable energy to your home or business. Many states offer cash rebates and tax breaks to those with renewable energy systems. It's easy. Many of Sunelco's systems come packaged for easy installation by the homeowner. Sunelco has a 106-page renewable energy planning guide and catalog available for only $5, containing a detailed study to help anyone understand the how and why of renewable energy. May just be the best investment you've ever made. Call Sunelco today at 1-800-338-6844. That's 800-338-6844, or visit them online at sunelco.com.
Affiliates, shortwave affiliates, internet affiliates, to everybody, to our listeners, to the folks running the show, God bless you all. Coming up, defectors say North Korean train accident may have been linked to possible plot to murder Kim. That's finally the mainstream news. Oil hits 13-year high amid low U.S. inventories. Biochip featured at government health showcase. Why the homeless all need it. This is from WorldNet Daily. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls, though. I'll get back into the news the next segment. Let's go ahead and talk to John in California. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Alex, I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Welcome.
Oh, I am welcome. I really feel like I'm with my brothers when I hear them talking on your program and talking to you. And you get me laughing. You know, sometimes sometimes you get so passionate about what you're talking about that, and I'm the same way. I love to get in arguments with some of these pointy heads out here in this grand state. But I'd like to ask you a question on these RFID chips. Is there a possible way that you can deactivate those? I was thinking of throwing stuff in the microwave. They've got organizations out here. I think Lowe's, Home Depot, your Walmarts, and everything else have gone to these self-checking check lanes in their stores.
Here's the deal. Well, yeah, and then you basically, they're trying to phase out even the cash at those machines to make you go cashless. Again, I'm not about getting around these systems. I'm about exposing them and having them removed before they're fully implemented. That's where the fight is. Everybody always, you know, it's like when I got arrested refusing the thumb scan here in Texas, and that's in my first film, America Destroyed by Design. People said, well, why didn't you just put super glue on your finger? Then they wouldn't get a proper digital thumbprint. Look, that's how you individually fight it for your own self. But we run this country. We're the bosses. Contrary to what you think, bureaucrats, we're the bosses, not you. You're not the authorities or the officials, and we're not the civilians, as you call us in your military dictatorship. We are the, you know, God-given rights, human beings. We're
that's
not
right.
Your slaves.
Absolutely.
But, you know.
Yeah, we just got to get the word out. We've got to get these people to, just like a month ago, I was down at Home Depot, and I told those cashiers, the regular cashiers, that this is draconian, what you have in here. And I'm not going to come to your store anymore. But, well, I went down to Lowe's. They had the same deal.
Yeah, so the same. And listen. They'll first put in 3 self-checkouts, then 4, then 5, then 6. Then you'll have 10 of them with one person doing checkout.
Right.
And you'll notice the big lines at the service checkout. People don't want to use the machines, but they're forcing us onto it. Then the thumb scanners go in. This has been the plan all along. But listen, if you microwave your clothes or whatever have this, the RFIDs will pop and burn a hole in them. You've got to demand that they don't put the RFID in it.
Yeah, that's true. You're absolutely correct.
Hey, good to hear from you. I appreciate the call, my friend. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here. William in Florida. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Been listening to you. I discovered you in the aftermath of 9/11. I was scared and depressed, man. I need some hope, you know. I just don't think people are waking up quickly enough, and it's just really scary, and gosh, I don't know.
Well, I mean, look, Peter Jennings is never going to tell you that you're doing a good job and that people are waking up. But let me tell you, I have never seen such an awakening. I've done over 1,500 radio interviews, liberal, conservative shows, you name it, do interviews every day, and it's night and day. 5 years ago, half the callers disagreed, laughed at me. Now, 1 out of 30 callers disagrees. This show used to have people calling and disagreeing when the show was much smaller. Now people don't. I mean, it's almost unheard of. I wish they would. We don't even screen the calls.
Well,
these AM and FM stations from Los Angeles to Rhode Island, I mean, where are they? Because people now know it's all true. They just don't have a voice.
Right.
So it's the illusion that we're the minority. We're the majority, sir. And then a lot of the pinheads, as the earlier caller said, the yuppies, think they're part of the system. And so they'll laugh at you thinking they're with the majority. Because, I mean, they'd go with the majority if it said run off the edge of a cliff. So it's the illusion of the majority. It's the they project a hologram of the sheep going one way, and we buy it and join up with it.
Yeah, but what happens when you have just that small core of people that are getting more and more and more control as of what's happening now?
You stop going along with it. You start speaking out against it. You boycott those putting it in place now and let them know. They would already have RFID in everything if it wasn't for the boycotts. HEB planned to put the thumb scanners in Austin 3 years ago and kept announcing it, but then kept suspending it. Now in other neocon cities, people are accepting it. Houston and College Station, not in Austin because we've been deprogramming people.
God bless you, Alex. Keep up the good work.
You bet. I appreciate the call. All right, we'll come back and get into some news and then take some more calls. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com. Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I should have qualified my statement that people never call this show disagreeing. And again, 5 years ago they would, when I was on five stations, and now I'm on, I don't know, 10, 15 times that, and people don't call in disagreeing. But when they do call in, it's, I'm not hardcore enough, or, you know, I don't think it's the Catholic Church secretly running the New World Order. I'm not Catholic, by the way. I'm just making that point. I don't think they run the New World Order. I think it's part of it. It's infiltrated everything. You know, I don't think the Jews run the, you know, the whole New World Order. I think Jews are part of it. So are Germans, everybody else. You know, everybody's got their own little subgroup they think's behind it all, when really it's just a bunch of evil people from every group working together. Or they'll call in and say, you know, you don't talk about the Federal Reserve enough, and or you won't bash other patriots and, you know, do all that stuff that people love to do so much. Or I get the call that there's nothing we can do about it. It's God's plan. Just go along with it. Now, this next caller, I talked to him during the break. He disagrees. He doesn't really say that, and I agree with a lot of what he's saying. But if you disagree with me, if you think that, well, I saw some liberal on TV yesterday saying there's no New World Order, you know, conservatives are nuts. It doesn't exist when presidents and the UN are calling for it. You know, I'm talking about that type of person. Or you know, you think gun control is good. Give me a call. Or you think forced inoculations is good. But really, you don't think it's good, do you? That's why you heard us all talk about this 5-10 years ago, didn't believe it, saw it all happen, and now you know we got credibility. Because I study this like you study football. I study this like you study how to strut around acting tough. sticking your belly out with a case of beer, bugging your eyes out if anybody looks at you cross. You know, you're in your own little macho world, and the women are off on their own little dingbat planet. And you know, I'm sorry, I'm not, folks. I'm engaged with the world, looking at what's happening, tracking it, involved. And I'm not bragging. I'm telling you, you better get, you know, to be an expert on something real. We'll go to Rich who disagrees, Dave, Mark, and others. I'm going to leave a few phone lines open. Whoever else calls in, in fact, if the lines are already loaded again, just tell the folks we can't talk to them, some of the new callers. If somebody wants to really disagree with me, 1-800-259-9231. Now, come on. Hit me with your best shot. Fire away. Go ahead. Tell me what I'm wrong about. Come on. I can defend my ideas. These neocons, these ultra-liberal talk shows posing as conservatives will screen you out. Okay? I don't do that. I don't have to. I can defend my ideas. I know what I'm talking about. Unfortunately, I wish I was wrong. Before I go to these calls, because we got somebody that disagrees, I'll go to him first, then into this news, then into others if they disagree. I've done a couple puny plugs for my videos today. I mean, how do I get you to order these? They're professionally produced. They're scary. They're waking people up. 90% of those that see the videos are waking up. We're exposing the murderers who really carry out 9/11. You need to have 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, part two of that, The Masters of Terror Exposed, both videos over 2 hours. You need to have my book, 9/11, Descent to Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. Need to have my video, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, where we caught their satanic rituals on video, the world leaders. Need to have America Destroyed by Design. You need to have Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. They're all $25.95, $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles. I also carry other great videos and books on tape and CD. The best stuff I found out there is available through Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So order today. Take action today. Or you can also simply call us at 1-888-253-3139. And you can ask the operators questions about the videos, whatever, and order them. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And yes, last but not least, we have launched PrisonPlanet.tv. We launched it a week ago. Already a lot of people have signed up. It's 15 cents a day if you buy a year subscription, 19 cents a day if you buy a monthly subscription. Full of audio reports, video reports, text reports, multiple reports weekly, and it's going to get bigger and bigger. And you also support us. The reason we had to do this is because when you get 20 million visitors a month, and you got three big servers and one little server, and they're all maxed out, we just can't have an interactive site and pay for it. The video gets very expensive when a million people in a week watch a video, especially a two-hour-long video. So go to PrisonPlanet.tv and support what we're doing and get access to something great. A cup of coffee costs you, you know, a dollar if it's cheap, $2-3 if it's Starbucks. You can spend 15 to 19 cents a day and support us at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can order by credit card on there, safe and secure, certified secure site, or you can use the PayPal feature. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Rich in Colorado who disagrees with me. Go ahead, Rich.
Alex, there is a new world order upon us, and it is not of a certain group of man. It is from Satan, and it is part of God's plan in the last generation, the generation of the fig tree of which we are in. And there is nothing that any of us can do about it unless we think we're tougher than God and can stop his plan. It is for the separation of the wheat and the chaff, for the sounding of the seventh trumpet. Now, your job is to wake people up, not try to stop the New World Order, which is what you claim you do and you try to do. You are not going to stop it. You are not above God. It ain't going to happen. But to wake people up and to teach people how to come out of her so that they can survive this thing between the sixth and the seventh trumpet is what we should be doing.
Okay, can I say something now?
Your turn.
Okay. So from your interpretation of my broadcast, you think I disagree with you?
No, I do not. Sometimes you get off on saying that we're going to stop the New World Order.
Okay.
That's where I disagree with you.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Okay.
Christ told us, and the Bible told us over and over again, no man knows the hour or the day of this event. Is that not in the Bible?
It does tell us the season. It doesn't tell us the hour or the day of that.
Let me continue.
Okay.
During the break, I asked you, I was talking to you, I said, do you think we shouldn't have fought Hitler?
That's correct, and I said we should have.
Because a lot of people thought he was the Antichrist and said lay down to him. Did you know that?
That is correct, and a lot of people thought that the church...
Okay, the poor Africans in Rwanda thought it was the end of the world. The poor Christian Tutsi minority thought that it was the end of the world, and they didn't fight back.
That's correct.
Okay, now understand something. I have a duty, I have a commandment in the Bible hundreds of times to fight evil, try to overturn wickedness, to do that, and is that not in the Bible over and over again?
Yes, you do, and I commend you for that.
Okay, well let's continue here. How many times did God send prophets, and I'm not saying I'm a prophet, we all have a job to fight evil, to go to a city, to go to a country and say, repent now, and you'll get a reprieve, but if you don't, you're going to be destroyed. How many times?
Many times.
Okay. Now, certainly the globalists are following the revelation model. They're setting it up. They are Satanists. That's mainstream news. Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, all of that. You know, that's what they're into. Now, certainly we now have the microchips, the one world government. It is all forming. It is all happening. But if we turn our face away from the New World Order and ask God for repentance and take action, we can be reprieved for a season and have time to wake up more people and back this thing up so we don't have to go through it. And here's my problem. The churches tell people to cop out, that they're going to be raptured out of this, when in every case I see this Antichrist spirit runs around murdering and killing in Russia and Germany and everywhere else, and people think, oh, I don't have to do anything. I hear the so-called Christians on talk radio saying, praise Bush, he's a man of God, Patriot Act's good, biometrics are good, microchips are good. So why are suddenly all these Christians thinking this is all wonderful?
Well, let me tell you something. Every one of those Christians, every one of those pastors and teachers are going to be judged first for what they're doing, from leading God's people away from them. So God will deal them all. He's the judge. He'll take care of them. What we need to do is wake up Christians that
let me stop you. 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, the session before last in the legislature, nobody was trying to stop the gun bills. I got our listeners together. We had two rallies. I went in, sat there all day, caught bribery going on for testimony, and that killed the bills. So you're saying I shouldn't have gone myself and defeated bills?
Absolutely not. I did not say that.
Okay, well, explain to me. Every time I go and fight the New World Order, I'm able to have victories. And I know you can have victories, and I know we outnumber them, and I know we can change things.
Alex, I've been fighting the New World Order for 27 years. I have had a great deal of victories myself. I am not saying that. Through our victories, we need to teach others to come out of her. We need to teach others how you don't have to go to them stores and get their microchips, how to live on our own, come out of her, my people, so that you are not partakers of the plagues and the sins that are coming upon us.
I agree with you. We should build our own infrastructure. We should do that, and thanks for the call. I don't think we really disagree then.
Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, I appreciate it. So there, that's the level of someone not agreeing with me. That's indicative of it. So what do you think? Did anybody else call in that disagrees with me? Okay, Bill and KC, he disagrees. Bill and KC, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the difference of George Washington and Benjamin Franklin when we were fighting the Revolutionary War.
Okay, so you disagree with me.
Because on how you're going to stop them, yes. On how you're going to stop them. You're not going to go to these evil baby killers that have slaves and try to vote them out of office. As you said, the vote, we don't control the vote. So how are we going to vote them out of office?
With the soapbox, with the jury box, the grand jury box, with lawsuits, with boycotts, with education. It's like Ceausescu. Nobody could vote in Romania, but one day they woke up and everybody hated his guts.
And they started shooting. Don't you remember? I remember it when it happened, Nikolai Ceausescu. They took their gun and started shooting. Eventually, you can only wake up so many people. Let's say, for example, you woke everybody up that can't possibly be woke up, which is, I think, you're the point to your two. Now, you're not going to go to these evil empire people and ask them, hey, please stop kidnapping people, stop murdering, stop ramming planes into towers. There's going to have to be a confrontation with guns. And I'm not a federal agent. I'm a normal citizen. I've been listening to you for years.
Yeah, you called a few months ago, and I'm telling you, sir, let me ask you a question. Why do the feds blow things up and try to blame it on us? Why do they want that? They want to have a confrontation now. They know we're growing our numbers to the point that we can't be stopped either way.
Well, it's going to end in a confrontation. And I know you don't want to say the K word. That's why you hang up on me last time. But the difference, everybody needs to study the difference between George Washington and Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin went to Europe and tried to discuss with the British.
Benjamin Franklin was a British agent.
Well, he's portrayed as a hero to everybody in this country. But George Washington picked up a rifle and was shooting at the British and the sheriff.
And that's why FEMA, where you're at, there in Missouri, openly teaches that the Founding Fathers are terrorists.
Oh, I know. I'm feeling we just got our concealed carry permit here.
Which turns a right into a privilege.
Well, yeah, I understand that. But if I get pulled over and I have a concealed gun and I don't have that permit, they're going to take me out.
I hear you. Look, thanks for the call. This is how it works. New York, 60 years ago, started issuing carry permits. Then they boost the price, make you take classes. Then they just stop offering it. And then literally only mob bosses who give $30,000 to the sheriff's reelection campaign get to carry the guns. So these concealed carries are the worst thing ever. We need Vermont-style concealed carry where they say it's called the Second Amendment. If you don't have a felony, you can own a gun. And by the way, I think felons should be able to own guns because anybody that's still a criminal is going to carry a gun anyway. You know what? 100-something years ago, when we had a very low crime rate, and when you got out of jail, if you were arrested, it didn't matter if it was for shooting somebody. When you served your 20 years, when you got out, they'd hand you your shotgun, your six-shooters back. But you know what? Everybody else had guns to defend against you. It's all used to come after law-abiding people, not the criminals. So I am for zero gun laws, period. And that's constitutional, and that's... Back when everybody had guns, and my daddy could take a shotgun to school, if he was going hunting after school in a big school district here in Texas, you didn't have school shootings. You didn't have accidents. People knew how to use guns. They had proper training. And when this country had to go to war, we were unstoppable because we had the best shooters in the world. Now we don't have that. My generation is one of the last generations trained with guns from age 4. Trained in safety for years before I could even touch a gun. And that's ingrained in me today. I see these cops all the time on video mishandling guns, waving them around, shooting their own officers. You're a bunch of idiots, too. Killing your own people, you fools. Don't even know how to use a firearm properly. We're a pathetic country of jellyfish, and it's time to wake up. Let's cover some news, and we'll go back to calls. Does anybody else disagree with me? See, it's all, I'm not hardcore enough. See, I told you. I'm not hardcore enough. No, I want to hear the New World Order doesn't exist, and I'm bad, and microchips are good. I mean, I know you're out there. I get your emails once a week. 1-800-259-9231. I say it slowly. 1-800-259-9231. Stephanie, does anybody else want to disagree with me? So there's more people calling in that agree. Okay, we might go to them. I just 1-800-259-9231. Come on. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I made something up. I told you last week it looked like they were trying to kill the psychopath Kim Jong-il or push him into a nuclear strike, which will then bring us into the New World Order via the crisis. China is pretty sneaky, and who knows what they're up to. Channel News Asia reporting, defectors say North Korean train accident may have been linked to possible plot to murder Kim. A deadly train accident in North Korea last week may have been linked to an assassination attempt on North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. They were among a group of 20 defectors speaking to reporters in Washington to mark North Korea's Freedom Day, an annual event in the United States highlighting human rights abuses under the repressive Stalinist regime. Kim Jong-sung, 71, said through an interpreter that the train accident could have been a botched attempt to murder the supreme leader. Well, government can't be wrong, Romans 13. We should follow what Kim Jong-il says, according to Jay Sekulow. There is a possibility that some terrorist or rebellious groups want to kill Kim Jong-il, he said. Whether it is accidental or intentional, whatever happens, the regime will try to do everything to secure money from outside, said the retired Russian-trained architect and engineer who defected in South Korea in 92. I got these articles about the oil prices, a few other schniblets. The information, prisonplanet.tv is the new website, prisonplanet.tv. We'll come back with a news blitz and some more calls in the final segment. Stay the course. Stay with us.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
All right, Mark in Illinois says he disagrees with me on something. We'll go to him in a second. Before we do that, Army scientists, I knew smallpox vaccine, AP, military scientists have created a gene-based vaccine against the smallpox that shows promise in early animal tests. Today's smallpox vaccine called Dryvax is made from live vaccine virus, a relative of the smallpox. It provides good protection but can also cause some serious side effects. That's not true. It doesn't even protect you from weaponized smallpox. And can spread and can cause smallpox. Here's the UPI article headline. The U.S. government of The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said Thursday that it was about to begin testing a new technology designed to help more closely monitor and assist the nation's homeless population. And it's an implantable under a pilot program which grew out of the series of policy academies held in the last 2 years. Homeless people in participating cities will be implanted with mandatory radio frequency identification tags that social workers and police can track their movements. And then WorldNet Daily came out with this article, Biochip featured a government health showcase. That's where this came from. The syringe injectable microchip implant designed to carry medical records and personal identification information underneath the skin of humans is just one of 20 new technologies chosen by the government to be showcased today and Friday at the Verichip Corporation, maker of the microchip, at a Health and Human Services meeting. Oh, boy. See, just calmly, make you take the chip now. But I'm still a kook to talk about it. Financial Times of London, crude oil prices rose sharply to their highest level in 13 years, following surprisingly low inventory figures and record profits for the oil companies. North Sea Brent crude futures were 50 cents higher, $34.76 a barrel in late afternoon trading. Just totally raping us. There's more oil than ever, and they're just raping you. Robotic traffic cones swarm onto highways. Robotic cones controlled by GPS will shepherd automatically, will block roads, you name it, new scientists reporting. I got a few other articles. We'll see if we have time to get to them. First off, though, Mark in Illinois. Go ahead, Mark.
Hello, Alex. My brother Mike calls you all the time, and he's probably mad if he knows I'm calling you, but I saw your films. I agree with you. I only disagree with you about 20%. I agree with most everything. I look at you as Noah. I'm a Christian, and I believe that what you are is Noah, and God gave Noah the opportunity to save as many people, even though God knew they weren't going to accept it. Basically, the way I see it is this is the end times. We didn't have the technology. You compare gun things from 100 years ago. People have changed. Technology has warped the human mind. God is going to let man self-destruct.
So what do you disagree with?
I disagree with the fact that you say you're going to save everybody. I believe you're going to save a lot.
I never said I was going to save anybody.
Not save, but I mean turn people around and get them informed. But the bottom line,
I'm saying we can fight evil. We can affect change with God's help. And on top of that, sir, look. I mean, trying to break this down for you. I listen to the news. I watch television. I was at the gym last night. They were playing Marilyn Manson on big screen TVs at Gold's Gym. All this evil, this demonic stuff is all mainstream, like elevator music now. It's not just the niche stuff. It's just massive. It's everywhere. It's a mass warping. Torture's good. Bill of Rights being destroyed is good. I agree. They're trying to warp us. They're trying to destroy us. But if we recognize the mass programming, then we can stand up against it.
Right, Alex. I agree with you. I think you're doing it. I saw your films. My brother ordered the films. He showed them at the church. And I agree with everything you're talking about. The only thing I disagree with, like the other gentleman, is I think you're doing a wonderful thing. I just don't think we have much of a chance. We're going to be able to get a lot of people out there. But the mindset of people right now is warped. Marilyn Manson is warping. You're right about all that.
Well, sir, I got to stop you for a second. And my point is about Marilyn Manson is it's now elevator music.
I agree 100% with you.
What I'm trying to say to you is this, sir. You think that big guy can't be defeated, but once you get in the fight, you find out you got a lot of power. And I'm telling you, I've had a lot of victories, and I know if more of you become leaders and stop worrying what the sheep say, we can turn this thing around with God's help. We can at least make it better and wake a lot of people up so they're not conned by this system. So just stop saying we can't do anything. You know, resistance is futile. Move forward. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Take care.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438.
That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.